It's been 5 years since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, ripping out the footing from under the residents of New Orleans. Many of those residents were, of course, musicians who kept the culture of New Orleans vibrant and innovative for as long as New Orleans has existed. We talked to one musician now who's been a creative force there throughout his life, and he's going to talk about what's happened with the music of New Orleans since Katrina hit. Terrence Blanchard, Grammy Award-winning jazz musician. Spike Lee recently used much of his Katrina-inspired scores for his new HBO documentary, If God Is Willing and The Creek Don't Rise. Terrence Blanchard joins us from New Orleans. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again, Celeste.
I wanted to play for you a little bit of the music that you wrote. Well, it was included in the 2007 album, A Tale of God's Will, a Requiem for Katrina. And this actually made it into his documentary. Here it is. Can you tell me about the process when you're trying to transform feelings that clearly must have been overwhelming about what was happening to New Orleans? What's the process that you go through in terms of writing down that into music and then refining it into something that can appear in an album?
Well, the first thing about writing music for any situation like that is to get out of the way, you know, and put my ego aside, you know, because sometimes, you know, you can come to a situation and say, well, it should be this or it should be that, you know, but those are just our own inner feelings about things. But when working on a documentary, the thing that I did was I just watched the stories and I listened to the stories a great deal. And I allowed those stories to send me in an emotional direction, which kind of helped me fine-tune all of those melodies and arrangements. But the main thing about writing the music for that particular piece was, not only did I want to do that, but I also wanted to make the music universal, in a sense, so people could relate to it from all over the globe. Because the great thing about what Spike did was, he gave you a great flavor of the culture with all of the music that was recorded on camera, you know, the live performances and some of the other things that were used. So you got a great sense about what was happening in the city. But I wanted to make sure that people could really feel the stories and get a great sense of what happened.
This piece in your album, A Requiem for Katrina, is one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to you. Because, you know, on a five-year anniversary, it's easy to look back and, I guess, relive the horror, the shock, the sadness involved in Katrina and its aftermath. But one of the things that has come out of Katrina is some positivity. I mean, there's positive energy coming out of Katrina, and part of that is from the musicians of New Orleans who've had, like yourself, who've had to transform this experience.
Well, you know, that's been the great thing about this horrible situation. And one of the beautiful things that's happened is that a lot of people have realized that we have to come together as a people, you know, religion, politics, race, none of that really matters right now, you know, because we're in a fight for our lives to try to rebuild our culture and rebuild our lives.
I can hear music playing in the background of your house. Is that your own music you're playing?
No, that's my daughter. She's practicing her piano.
She's doing her scales.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing about it that we're talking about Katrina, there's a song on the CD called Ashe that she just fell in love with, and she's 13 years old, so she when she sits down to play, she always plays Ashe.
I wanted to play for you a couple pieces of music that musicians from New Orleans wrote in direct response to the hurricane. This first one is Chris Thomas King and his album Rise, and it's called Baptized in Dirty Water.
Yes, when the levee broke now, baby, dirty water come rushing in.
So does the writing of songs like this, is it a release for you, or is it a release for the people who hear it?
Oh, it's both. I mean, you know, that's what music and art has always done, you know. And I think for us that are artists of any medium, doesn't matter whether it's music, painting, writing, to be hit by something so devastating, it's incumbent upon us to kind of put it in perspective. but not our perspective. That's the thing I was talking to you about earlier. Not, you have to put your ego aside. It's not our perspective. You have to open yourself up to what's going on. And what you see in Chris Thomas King, Ivan Neville's group, Dumpster Funk, a lot of other people, you will see a yearning to try to put it in place. And as a result, a lot of people come by and they say, and they talk to us, and they say things like, man, one guy was telling me he couldn't grieve. He lost a friend of his. He couldn't grieve until he heard Funeral Dirge on my album. When he heard it, it allowed him to just break down and cry and start the grieving process. Because the music just kind of, in a universal way, emotionally took them there. So I think for us, it's just a matter of getting out of the way and allowing ourselves to be used for the greater good.
But I got to ask you, if I'm listening to these pieces, which bring so much strong emotion in me, and a lot of it very sad, is that forcing me to live in that grief and that mourning for Katrina? How do I move it forward 5 years later to the rebirth of New Orleans?
Well, that's one of the things about this. You know, that music that was created at that time is going to, hopefully, you know, in years to come, is going to constantly have the ability to bring us back there, so we won't be able to forget what that was like. But in terms of moving it forward, we have to take that hurt and understand that we don't need to go there anymore. We need to do whatever we can to make sure. It's like being in a relationship. Sometimes, you know, you're in a relationship that doesn't work. That can be very painful. Once you experience that pain, you know, you never want to go back.
What would you recommend, Terrence Blanchard, not just for the people of New Orleans, but for the rest of the country, 5 years later after Katrina? What can we do, not just to get over the grief, but to forgive ourselves and each other for things we feel like we did right or wrong in the aftermath of the hurricane?
People need to remember what that situation was like. Because when that situation came about, there were no red or blue states. It wasn't about black or white, rich or poor. It was about humanity, and it was about helping your neighbor. Those are the things we need to keep in mind just as a society. Because now when you look at what's happening across our country, there's so much divisiveness going on. There's so much polarization going on. It seems to me that we're forgetting that in the grand scheme of things, we're not Republicans or Democrats. We're not black or white. None of those things. We're just human beings. That's what I picked up, you know, in the aftermath of Katrina, because none of those things mattered. None of it. I mean, and you have to be in a situation that's dealing with life or death to really get it and really understand it. And once you experience that, you never go back. So for those who weren't here, you know, you just hope that they can pick something from it that they can keep with them for the rest of their days on this planet to make it a better place, a more peaceful and harmonious place to live.
Harmonious is a good word. Terrence Blanchard, Grammy Award-winning jazz musician with the sounds of the next generation of New Orleans musicians practicing piano in the background.
She doesn't know that I'm doing a phone interview right now.
She's going to be embarrassed.
Yeah,
Spike Lee used a lot of his scores for his new HBO documentary, If God Is Willing and The Creeks Don't Rise. You also heard music from his 2007 album, A Tale of God's Will, A Requiem for Katrina. Thanks so much, Terrence.
Thanks, Liz. Thanks for having me again.
And that's Ashe by Terrence Blanchard. It's off the soundtrack of A Tale of God's Will.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.